Most of us like to take and have pictures of our families, and this includes our four-footed family members as well. Often you can see people displaying pictures of their pets as proudly as they display pictures of their children. It can be difficult, however, to get pets to cooperate when we want to take their pictures. But there are some tricks you can take to make the job a little bit easier and less hectic. We can often get the best pictures of our pets by playing to their natures. Sometimes this means asking for a little help. One person takes the picture and one person works with the animal. To get good shots of your dog, you might want to enlist the help of another person and have that person interact with the dog and try to elicit various reactions. Choose a setting that will show your dog off in the best light. Use your zoom to capture the dog's mood and facial expressions. And use the camera, use a shutter speed that will allow you to get clear shots, because your dog, or any dog, generally speaking, will be moving around a lot, and bouncing around in the frame with a slow shutter speed equals blurry images. So you want a fast shutter speed, lots of light, so that you can use a reasonable aperture, so that you can have a good wide depth of field, so that you can have most of the animal in focus. And of course, a faster shutter speed so that you can freeze the dog as it's moving around. You can have your helper try to inspire the best facial expressions and body language shots. This can include maybe encouraging the dog to tilt his head when he's like and look curious, maybe lift the head high with the ears up in alert mode, or stand with the chest down on the ground and the hindquarters up in the air in a playful sort of posture. Now, cats are an entirely different story. Now, if you want to get the best pictures of your cat, you should also enlist help, especially if your cat hasn't been declawed. Most cats never concern themselves with pleasing their owners, so you have to watch your cat's moods and take advantage of the times when she's feeling playful or particularly amiable. So it's less of a let's play with the cat and have the cat jump around and get a good shot, and it's more stalk the cat and wait for the cat to look like it's in a photographic sort of position, snap the shot. And when the time is right, have someone help you get the good shots that you're trying to get by bringing the cat its favorite toys, if your cat's a toy sort of cat, and maybe enticing the cat to play. And if you want more of a portrait shot, you might try to get your cat to be comfortable in the setting that you want to shoot it in, or shoot him or her in, and then wait for the right shot. You might want to understand that you'll be working on the cat's timetable, not yours. And when the cat's done, it's done. It will leave. So be fast. Now, pets could care less, generally speaking, about having their pictures taken. So it's up to you to set up an environment for them that will help you get the best shots. If you pester them too much with a camera, they'll start to see the camera as something to avoid. So to avoid that, keep the camera out of sight as much as you can, so avoid identifying that little black thing that you carry around with you being annoying. If you can, if you try not to let them see it, and if you can't avoid them seeing the camera, try to associate the camera with something good, such as their favorite treats or toys. So when they see that camera, do the Pavlovian thing. They see the camera, that means, hey, if I pose, I might get a treat, you know. And cater, you know, this overall, the overall takeaway from this lesson is you need to cater to what your pets like, and maybe enlist help from people to, you know, to help you get that shot, because you're not going to do it all by yourself, generally speaking, unless it's a very sort of staid animal. So get help from somebody to help you get the shot you want. Make sure you're in a good lighting area. Make sure you're using a fast shutter speed. Make sure you're using a small enough aperture so that you have depth of field, so the animal can move around and still be in focus, and get the shot, you know. And like I said, with cats, it's going to be on their own timetable, so, you know, just be ready when the cat's ready. That's lesson number 5. I'm Frederick Van Johnson of Shut Up and Shoot.